This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Like Owen said, you know, he's checking out over there. You know, go to InfoWarsStores.com and do what you can to buy what you can to keep the truth alive, because, boy, they're killing it right in front of our eyes. Breaks my heart. You know, when they show the homepage of TrendsJournal.com, the cover of the magazine this week, another brilliant cover by the brilliant Anthony Frieda, Death of the Dollar, In God We Don't Trust. The world has had enough of America, economic hegemony, and militarily. Now, the yuan isn't going to replace the dollar right away, the Chinese currency. It'll be a while. But the end is coming near. So here's the story, and here's our trend forecast. In a couple of weeks, first week of May, the bankster bandits that they call the Federal Reserve are going to have their meeting to decide how much they're going to raise interest rates. The bid on the street keeps going back and forth from 0 to 25 basis points. Okay. If they raise them 25 basis points, our forecast is finito. That's as far as it's going to go. It's finished. And it's going to start coming down from there. And they always lower interest rates, not always, but a lot, during the presidential election, before it, because the guy running the show wants to stay in there, the party. And look who's running the party. Who is the Fed head? Janet Yellen. Oh, she was the Fed head. Now she's our Treasury Secretary. You mean the head of the Federal Reserve is now your Treasury Secretary? That's right. The banksters are running the government. Again, nothing changed. And we just celebrated Easter. And here is our cover from Anthony Frieda back in 2012. Same bankster bandits then, just different names now. So, anyway, going back to the dollar, what all this means. You got the feds are running the show. And they keep the party in power. They're getting along with them, which they are. So they're going to lower interest rates. When they lower interest rates, the dollar is going to go down. The dollar is only strong because of the high interest rates. So when interest rates go down, the dollar goes down, and it's the beginning of the death of the dollar. It's on the deathbed already. Maybe it'll get COVID and go out. So, what else does it mean? When the dollar goes down, look at that thing there. Oof. Yep. Happy, huh? A little bit of satanic, demonic in that note. When the dollar goes down, inflation goes up, costs you more to buy things. We are headed for the death of the dollar. Gold prices, I see this year, going well over $2,200 an ounce. Well over, and can go much higher. Because there's a lot else going on. And when we come back, we're going to talk about it. Because one of the big things is the commercial real estate bust. You go to our top trends for 2023, office building bust. We've been warning about this for 3 years. And now it's just starting to make the news. Just starting to make the news. You think that Silicon Con Man Valley bank bust was bad? Ain't seen nothing yet. So, Stay tuned to InfoWars. They're doing everything to help you prepare as we are with the Trends Journal. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back to see what's next and what to do. Thanks.
They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing all they can to support you. So, going back to the commercial office bust. Office building bust, we call it. This is now, it's just making the news. As people are listening to InfoWars, you know I've been saying this. Subscribers to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. Say we've been warning about this. So that's what we do. We give you history before it happens. So we help you prepare, prevail, and prosper. So if you're making bets, you want to bet in the right way. So this came out on Friday. Commercial real estate prices could tumble 40%. Commercial real estate prices could plummet as much as 40% from their peak in the worst crash than the 2008 financial crisis. Oh, you mean Salenti said that? No, when Salenti says it, it doesn't mean anything. That's according to Morgan Stanley Wealth Management. Ah, wealth management. Oh, you mean you're for the rich there, the wealthy? And 2008 financial crisis? Oh, yeah. Gerald Salenti, who took out the domain name, the Panic of 08, in November of 2007. Grave outlook is based on a raft of headwinds buffeting the commercial real estate sector. More than 50% of the $2.9 trillion in commercial mortgages will need to be renegotiated in the next 24 months, when new lending rates are likely to be up by 350 to 450 basis points, according to Lisa Chalette from the Global Investment Committee. Banks hold 80% of commercial real estate debt outstanding. So, you have floating mortgages on these things, a lot of them. So now, here's the deal. According to the Castle system, that's the K, you could look it up, the office occupancy rate in the largest cities in America is 49%. Hey, let's go back to when they launched the COVID war and called a state of emergency on March 13th, 2020, Black Friday. Why, you racist Salenti? No, no, they call it Black Friday. So anyway, everybody after the lockdowns, when they were first locking down, making this stuff up, political science, it'll come back. It'll come back. 2001. Oh, after Labor Day, everybody kept saying. After Labor Day, the people be going back to work. Hey, September 2000 came. People didn't go back to work. Here's the deal. They made you stay home. You can't go out. You can't buy anything. You can't go to a restaurant. You got to order online. And people are now staying home week after week, month after month. To commute an hour and a half each way? I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore. Oh, and they flooded out of the cities. Where New York City was, they lost like over 100,000 people already. And by the way, a lot of them, they moved up here into Kingston, New York. It's becoming libtard land now. So now, you got office space. Are you going to rent as many floors that you had before? No. I'm the owner of the building. How am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to pay my commercial back mortgage? You're not. Tell the bank, keep the building. This is unprecedented, what's coming down. It's beyond anything we've seen. Yeah, another one. Morgan Stanley issues apocalyptic real estate warning. Yeah, Bloomberg. A $1.5 trillion war of debt is looming for commercial properties. So all these commercial-backed securities that they're not going to be able to pay. Again, $1.5 trillion. Wall Street Journal. April 8th. Office vacancies. High rates press property bonds. As of Wednesday, the average extra yield on a spread above U.S. Treasuries that investors were demanding to hold commercial-backed securities with a triple B rating, the lowest broad investment, that's a lousy one, investment grade. You ready? 9.2 percentage points, according to ICE BO Bank of America Index. That was up from 7.6 percentage points at the end of February. Now, here's what they say that we've been saying now, warning that this is going to happen. Commercial real estate loans could be an even bigger problem for regional banks, which are responsible for nearly 30% of commercial real estate lending. Economists, in turn, have warned that challenges at regional banks are likely to reduce overall lending. Yep. Oh, you mean so they're going to be lending less because they got all these problems? Oh, that brings down the economy deeper. Delinquencies have been rising fairly steadily since the middle of last year in the category that most concerns investors, offices. And there's wide agreement on Wall Street that delinquencies and defaults should continue to climb going forward. No kidding. This is just making the news. We've warned about this in detail now, going on when they first started locking down the nation. That is a large part of soaring office vacancies in many cities. In downtown areas, the office vacancy rate reached 17.6%. Yep. It was 10.8%. There you go. San Francisco has vacancy 30%. Look at this. Look what's going on. High interest rates have also raised the risk of defaults. Owners with floating rate mortgages, as I said, are making larger debt service payments, cutting into their cash flow. And some with fixed rate mortgages might have a hard time refinancing their loan at higher rates when they come due the coming years. This is going to, oh, you think you have crime problems now in the big cities? Ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, and all those businesses that they used to depend on commuters? Bye-bye. Dry cleaners are drying up. Hey, and you know what? Most people don't want to go in on Friday. They want a longer weekend. No more happy hours. No more happy times. It's America. It's America. The low-life scum clowns, the political freaks, have destroyed this country with the COVID war. The damage is incalculable. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. A lot more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4748. 1-800-332-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, to all you cancer support InfoWars, censorship is the American way. I was on with Alex in early January. And I was talking about who should be president. And I made two suggestions, the vice president and president. The vice president, I want to see Andrew Napolitano. And remember, this is back in January. Well, no, I think it was December, actually. I said it in December on InfoWars. That's right. I think it was December 7th or something. So here's the clip. Here's what I had to say. For President of the United States, RFK Jr. But there it is, December 19th. This is how they wrote about it and buried it in the mainstream media. Last Wednesday when he announced it. So this is like on Thursday's report. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. files to run for president as a Democrat. This is the Wall Street Journal. You ready? Anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. filed paperwork Wednesday to run for president as a Democrat in a long shot bid against President Biden. This is not journalism. This is a lot of prostitute crap. You're a reporter. This isn't a reporter. You're a prostitute. You're a media whore that gets paid to put out by your corporate pimp or your government whoremaster. This is not journalism. I, Gerald Celente, am the publisher of the Trends Journal magazine. I am a journalist. We give the story the way the story is. And then we give our trends analysis, how we see it, and our trend forecasts where we see it going. But that's not what they did right here. They called them anti-vaccine activists. Oh, that's the only thing you've ever done? Or environmental lawyer? Or another? No, that doesn't count. And Sabrina Siddiqui wrote this. And a long shot bid. Oh, that just made a forecast. But you don't call that a forecast. You say to the people, swallow my crap. Be a good American. Swallow the crap that they shove in your throat in the mainstream media. Eat crap. Swallow the crap. And puke out the crap. It's America. Mr. Kennedy, son of former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, and nephew of former President John F. Kennedy, declared his candidacy by filing statement with the Federal Election Commission. You ready? He joined self-help author and activist Marianne Williamson in a 2024 Democratic field, you ready? That is unlikely to include any major challenges to Mr. Biden. So, the election's over. We had Sabrina Siddiqui tell us exactly what it is. Yep. Mr. Kennedy, 69 years old, a former environmental lawyer. Oh, he's not an environmental lawyer anymore. Who has spent more than a decade pushing, you ready? Anti-vaccine conspiracy theories. Huh. Conspiracy theory? Oh, yeah. That the COVID jet. Hey, I'm that guy Barola from the drug dealer Pfizer. Yeah, you don't remember me? I told you all you needed was two shots and it had a 96% efficacy rate. Oh, you forgot that one? How about that for conspiracy theory? Get the booster, get the booster. Hey, get the booster, don't get COVID. Like they all did. Obama, Clinton, Biden, all of the celebrities. That is a curse word. Celebrities? What, do you know how to play somebody that you're not?
Hey, I could sing better than you.
Yep, there he is. Conspiracy theorist. Mr. Kennedy has also pushed claims, you ready? Debunked by public health experts. Oh, public health experts? You mean these little bureaucrats? These little arrogant boys and girls that can't get a job in the real world and suck into the political system and then become the most arrogant? Oh, I know. This is the RFK Jr. that wrote about the real Anthony Fauci. Yeah. Gave us AIDS scare. Gave us COVID. Health experts. Oh, we got Lola over there playing the one that's the head of the United States team, Rachel Levin. Yeah, Lola. Now, there's a health expert that debunked Kennedy. How can anybody with a brain bigger than a pea listen to Rachel Levin with more chins than Chinatown? Don't know who I am, but I'm here today. Be somebody tomorrow. Tell you what to do. No natural healing. I know better than you do. I know better than you do. That is the way the media is. Almost as soon as RFK Jr. came out, that's the way they're debunking him. And it's one after another. Here is the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Page A18, buried at the bottom. Right here. Page A18. Oh, wait a minute. If Nikki Haley was running now, oh, that's big. Yeah. Well, maybe Liz Cheney would get a lot of press. Ready? Headline. Kennedy Jr., Fauci critic, files to run for president. Propaganda. Total propaganda. And that's why, everybody listening, do what you can to support InfoWars. Because they're giving you a lot of what you can't find anywhere else. And of course, if you want to know history before it happens, you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're going to be back. A lot more coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book. or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting it on.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, you know, you better do all you can to support InfoWars because they're doing all they can to support you. And, you know, I was mentioning about RFK. And I got I just happened to get these things. I found them. That's his father. RFK goes home. Goes home. He's buried him. Legend pages, stories and photos on Senator Kennedy's funeral. Yep. Here it is. This guy's father was assassinated. And then... his uncle. President killed, Governor Collins shot,
And, of course, I showed you that picture another time of me and Governor Conley in front of the book depository. So I'm mentioning this because, think about it. Suppose your father was assassinated and your uncle, how happy he is before he gets killed, was assassinated. You think you'd have a different heart and soul than anybody else? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? So to me, you know, and I was a speaker at Ron Paul's War on Us event back in 2021 in D.C. And RFK Jr. followed me. And as he walked off the stage at Ron Paul's event, he said, "I will fight to my death for freedom." So the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. Anyway, that's the way I see it. And that's the way I'm the first person. You saw the clip. December 19th. He announced it on April 5th. So, again, we give you history before it happens. So going back, we're going through very difficult times. I started off by telling you what we're forecasting for this office building bust and the implications. And then there's wars ramping up. As I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. They're doing it in Israel now with all the problems that Netanyahu's going. More and more bombs away in Syria, bombs away in Gaza, on and on. The mosque situation, things are ramping up. United States, same thing. When all else fails, they take you to war. Following the Great Depression, World War II. Following the dot-com bust, the war on terror. So what you want to do, again, I shouldn't say you want to do. What I want to do and what I do is I prepare for the worst. One of my GCs, Gerald Salenti's GCs, 3Gs, Guns, Gold, and a Getaway Plan. And you also want to have a situation where when the worst happens, you're prepared. And you can get your favorite high-quality storable foods, water, and air supplies. And they're back in stock now, and they're at InfoWarsStore.com. So you really want to prepare for the worst of what's lying ahead. You get your water filter. You want to get everything that you can. You want to get food supply, whether it's for a year or a month. You want to get something to have. You prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen and you're prepared, you don't lose anything. If the worst happens and you're not prepared, you can lose everything. So make sure you're prepared for emergencies because they're right around the corner. By stocking up on food and water supplies. And again, you could do it long term, short term. They have all the, you know, you make up your own mind. And again, I you know, Pure Water Systems, I have them, you know, and look how they're poisoning us in so many different ways. You worry about COVID killing you? How about all those microplastics? Aren't they great in your body? And I like those forever chemicals. Yeah, they're terrific. So anyway, do what you can. Get all these powerful products today at InfoWarsStore.com. And talking about how they sell fear, lies, and hysteria. You know, the news coming out, I've got to find this over here. Now, here we go. Yeah, that guy Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arrogant Arnold. I could lift weights. I know how to build my body. I got all this stuff injected into me. This is a guy in August 2021 when they're selling the jab. No jab, no job, no freedom, no rights. We cannot just say I have a right to do X, Y, and Z. I grew up in Germany. I'm in. We cannot have the right to say X, Y, and Z. We could only say F you, and I can't use the other words when we're in charge. When you affect other people, that is when it gets serious. He said this on August 21st. There is a virus here. It kills people. And the only way to prevent it is, you ready? Get vaccinated. Hey, how about that for conspiracy theory? No, it came from Arnold Schwarzenegger and the people elected him as governor because he was a celebrity and they're so stupid. Hey, Arnold, I know you're into the gym, pumping up the body. Do you ever hear a natural healing? I was on 18 supplements and vitamins. Didn't get sick at all. Haven't had a cold in over 3 years. You mean the shot that they said all you would need was two and then you get boosted all the time? There is a virus here. It kills people. Hey, got some. Who is it killing? 60% of the 1 to 17 year olds that were hospitalized, according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, 61% were obese. People that died had what? 2.3 or 2.6 pre-existing comorbidities. The only way to prevent it is to get vaccinated. Wear masks. Do social distancing. The air only blows in straight lines, 1 meter. It doesn't go around or up and down. Wash your hands before you do this. Yeah. All the time. Okay. And not just think about it. Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here? No. He said, screw your freedom. Yep. America, America. Yep. That's who they quote. And you hear that, David Crosby died? Oh, yeah. COVID. Fully vaxxed. Told you to get one too. This is the damage of the COVID war is incalculable. We'll get back to some of the calculations. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And here we are, back on InfoWars. Remember, go to InfoWarsStores.com and get what you need because they're giving you what you need. It's a two-way street. So, and again, you want to read history before it happens. You want to subscribe to the Trends Journal. Go to the Trends Journal subscription page and listen to what the people have to say about it, like Robert Kiyosaki, Gary Null, one after another. Anyway, David Crosby dies during battle with COVID-19, according to Graham Nash. This came out over the weekend. Yep. After 3 days of rehearsals, he felt a little sick. He already had COVID. And he had COVID again. Oh, he had COVID again after he got vaccinated a couple of times, right? So now, let's go back to March 4th, 2021. Rolling Stone. Classic rockers are getting vaccinated. Could they tour soon? Dolly Parton, James Taylor, Elton John, Graham Nash, Brian Wilson, Willie Nelson, David Crosby, John Fogerty, Loretta Lynn, Mrs. Paul Stanley. My arm's a little sore, Nash tells Rolling Stone. Yep. One after another. One after another, they all got vaxxed. And they all told everybody to get vaxxed as well. One after another. So we wrote back in the Trends Journal after that happened. Once upon a time, not too long ago, artists, creative free thinkers, challenged and protested nearly everything the government imposed upon them. Now beholden to their corporate masters, inflated with arrogance and ignorant of hard data and scientific facts, today's artists do everything Big Brother says. Making the news headlines, the United States of America's anti-Vietnam War era rockers
sparked protest and boycotted the streaming platform of Spotify that hosts the popular podcast Joe Rogan. They accused Rogan of peddling COVID-19 misinformation, and I think misinformation is a sexist word. I think we should call it gender information. Let's really be stupid. And anyway, they go on to say, official government lies, the mainstream media narrative on the virus. Neil Young started the anti-Rogan protest, was quickly supported by Joni Mitchell and his former compatriots, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Yep. Rogan defended his interviews and pointed to his guests' resumes. McCulloch has been widely published, and Malone is considered one of the leading founders of mRNA technology, which is used in Pfizer and Moderna jabs. That's how they attack you for not spewing out the crap that they're selling. And so what you're getting on InfoWars, as you well know, on the other sides, what you get with the Trends Journal. So remember, they said that everything was going to come back. It's not coming back, and it's only going to get worse. Now, Pew Research Center, and we say the damage that the COVID war has done is incalculable. Nightlife now ends really early. It's a whole different world. The Pew Research Center found in a nationally representative survey of U.S. full-time working adults that 41% of workers with jobs that could be done from home are now working hybrid. That's up from 35% of January last year. Okay? It's getting worse. And here is just what I reported before. Castle Systems, the most populous U.S. cities, was 49% of pre-pandemic levels. Pre-pandemic. Huh. It wasn't a pandemic. So I did a little numbers here. They report that 6,882,000 deaths worldwide happened. That's over 3 years. Out of 8 billion people? You call this a pandemic? That equals 0.09% of the world's population, which means that 99.91% of the people are just fine. Oh, yeah, but if we save one life, it's worth it. And we'll destroy the economy. We'll let the bigs get bigger, the rich get richer. Nobody's saying what I'm just saying. It wasn't a pandemic. I ask everybody, how many people you know? Well, I don't know anybody, but I know a friend that has a friend. Oh, yeah, my grandmother's great-grandmother was, yeah. In Italy, the first country to lock down, the average age was 81 years old. 81 years old. You never die. You never die. So, Spanish flu killed 50 million. Wait, you mean COVID killed 6,882,000 and the Spanish flu killed 50 million out of 1.8 billion people? We added 7.2 billion people in about 100 years. Could you imagine that? Oh, there's no overpopulation. My Aunt Zizi in my book, What Zizi Gave Honey Boy, that they made a movie of, Zizi and Honey Boy, you can look it up. It only went for 15 minutes because Doris Roberts, the woman who used to play the mother of every one of those Raymond, died 15 minutes into the movie. My aunt used to say to me, too many people on earth. So anyway, 50 million died out of 1.8 billion, That's 2.78, it's almost 3% compared to 0.9%. But they call it a pandemic. It wasn't a pandemic. It was based on political science. So, in the United States, we have 332 million people. 1.4 million allegedly died of COVID, which leaves 99.67% of the people alive and 0.33% dead, which means, yeah, the numbers are right there. 99.67% of the people are just fine. And again, if you had pre-existing comorbidities, you had a heart attack, and they found out you had COVID, you died of COVID. I want to put this into perspective. They called it the COVID war. That's why they all said we're going off to war, every one of them. The United States, since World War II, is invading countries to make them, quote, safe for democracy. So we're talking about how many people died in a COVID war and how they destroyed our lives. I gave you the information on the commercial office building bust and on and on. America has 19 wars. This is according to World Future Fund. Had 19 wars since World War II. The death toll of people killed by American troops in all these wars put together, 12 million. But the headlines a couple of days ago, Russians kill a father and his daughter. America talking about Russia? Again, totally opposed to Russia's invasion. But again, as he wrote in the Trends Journal back in 2014, an article about Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, totally understand why they invaded. The 2014 coup, on and on. Violation of the Minsk Agreement. So anyway, the future is in your hands. Don't drop it. We're going to have a peace rally, peace and freedom rally in Kingston, New York on May 27th. So far we have Judge Napolitano, John Whitehead, Gary Null, and more to come. So stay tuned. Unite for peace, or die in war. The future's in your hands. And drop it. See you soon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.